Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. We were having the survey, I believe, and we would like to finish it. Because
okay, that's fine. Yeah. I'm free now.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. And now the question we were left with sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Did I give you a number on that one?
We're just trying to see right now if you agree or disagree with a statement.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. This last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a master's degree, so it'd be probably 16. I don't know.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Oh, gosh, I would have to say moderate to somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. Which one do you lean towards more? Moderate or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Every week, yeah, twice a week. I'm a chaplain, so I that's my job.
Oh, okay, so that would be... Twice a week or every week?
Twice a week.
Twice a week. Thank you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you or personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay, thank you. And finally, the last question. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And thank you very much for your patience and your kindness and because you picked up again the phone, but we have completed this survey. Now you're free.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.